McGraw, who is just absolutely on fire with 1883. He and his wife, Faith Hill. Just such a great show. And his daughter, Elsa, on the TV show, reminds him a lot of his own gals.
I think a lot of it is explained in one line. She loves like Margaret. She fights like me. He tries to stay out of her way as much as he can and still be a guiding hand when it's important. And that's the same way that I've always tried to treat my daughters. And sometimes that's backfired on me to have four women in my house who are very strong-willed.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week. And it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
The full season begins tonight in Tunin Gymnasium, where the Del Norte High boys basketball team opens the Dick Nicolai Humboldt Del Norte League Tournament against a very familiar foe, the McKinleyville Panthers. Hi, I'm John Pritchett, and welcome to the Warrior pregame show on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, by Hiuchi Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. These two teams split their season series with each other. They finished tied for second place in the Big Five Conference, and they played each other just 4 days ago, a game won by the Panthers by 4 points. In other words, they've met. We'll be back with more of the Warrior pregame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to the special postseason edition of the Warrior pregame show tonight from Del Norte High, where the 15-6 Warriors get ready to play host to the 13-7 McKinleyville Panthers. So what is the Dick Nicolai Humboldt Del Norte League Tournament? Well, it features the top three teams from both the Big Five and the Little Four conferences. Here's how it works. The second and third seeds from each conference square off tonight. Mac and Del Norte here and Hoopa Valley at St. Bernard's in the Little Four matchup. On Thursday, the winner of the Warrior-Panther game will travel to South Fork High, South Fork being the winner of the Little Four Conference this season. Meanwhile, either Hoopa or the Crusaders on Thursday will go to the home of the Big Five Conference champion, Arcata. The championship will be Friday at the home of the highest seed. Now, as mentioned, Delnor and McKinleyville met in the regular season finale on Friday in the Panthers' home gym. McKinleyville led for all but a few seconds, but the Warriors had their chances before falling 42-38. The first time these two teams met, back on January 18th, it was Delnor emerging victorious, 47-39 here in Tunin Gymnasium. Friday's loss was the second in a row for the Warriors, who continue to play amazing defense, but have lost their mojo at the offensive end. How good is Delnor's defense? Well, in its loss last week to Arcata, 41-38, the Warriors held the Tigers to 25 points less than their season scoring average. Against McKinleyville on Friday, the Panthers scored 15 points beneath their average. Ladies and gentlemen, that's lights out. Unfortunately, Delnor has struggled at the offensive end, just scoring 38 points in the past two games, 11 points under what it averaged this season. What happened? Well, turnovers, for one thing. It is hard to score when you give the ball to the other team. Delnor coach Chris Rice said Monday's practice was intense, one of the most rugged of the season. The goal? To get the Warriors a little fired up, a little angry, a little ready to take on the world mentality. Rice wants the Warrior football team to show up tonight. However, not available is starting point guard Wyatt Robeson, who is still dealing with knee issues. The Warriors have missed his ball handling skills and his ability to hit from outside in three-point land. Delnor is led offensively by senior Edwin Zepeda, the only Warrior in double figures at 12 a game. But after scoring a career-high 24 points against Fortuna at the end of February, Zepeda has been limited to 8.5 points a game the past two contests. Delnor needs more from its leader, and coach Chris Rice of Delnor has put together a plan to get Zepeda the ball in a better position to score. Also struggling late offensively has been Adrell Horton, who's averaged 12 points a game against Big Five teams, but scored just 5 Friday against the Panthers. McKinleyville comes into tonight's game knowing it can beat Delnor. It did so just 4 days ago, but it also knows it did not play well down the stretch either. Panthers had a flock of turnovers against Delnor, struggled with the free throw line, something they don't do, and really didn't play well in the fourth quarter. Fortunately for McKinleyville, neither did Delnor. The one place where McKinleyville dominated was on the offensive boards, getting second chance after second chance to score. Delnor must do a better job of winning the rebound wars. That was a point of emphasis of Coach Rice. Panthers are led by Owen Hamm and Cody Whitner, both of whom are averaging 13 points a game this season, but not against Delnor. Hamm has been limited to 7 and 11 points versus the Warriors, while Whitner is averaging just 3.5 points a game when playing Delnor. Against Delnor, it's been Jack Clancy, the 6'3 junior, who has risen to the occasion, scoring 9 points in both Delnor and McKinleyville battles. McKinleyville coach Cindy Clancy said that with Friday's victory, a mental hurdle is gone. The team knows what it needs to do to win. It has to be just as physical as Delnor, play with confidence, and be ready to make adjustments based on Delnor's adjustments. So let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, which are brought to you by DelnorSports.com. With scheduled news and rebroadcast of Warrior games, that's DelnorSports.com. And for McKinleyville, 13-7 overall, 5-3 in conference, Coach Cindy Clancy in her first year will start sophomore Jordan Brown. He's 5'9", averaging 5.5 a game. Cody Whitner, the 6-foot senior, averaging 12.6, 94% at the free throw line. Connor Alto, he's a 6'4 senior, averaging almost 6 a game. Owen Hamm, he's a 6'3 senior, averaging 13.5. And Jack Clancy, he's 6'3, he's a junior, averaging 7.3 a game. For Delnor, the Warriors will start Adrell Horton, 6'2 senior, averaging 7.6 points a game. Caleb Dodson, number 12, 5'11", he's a senior, he's averaging 4 a game, coming back from an ankle injury suffered early in the year. Edwin Zepeda, the team's leading scorer at 11.9, he's a 6'2 senior. Nani Scott, 6'3 junior, averaging 8.7 a game. And Connor Price, a 6'5 senior, he's averaging 3.9 points a game. Delnor comes into this game with a 15-6 overall record and 5-3 overall. the rivalry between these two teams has been nip and tuck for years. The Panthers hold a 2018 record in head-to-head matches dating back to 2005. As mentioned, both these teams have struggled a bit down the stretch. The Warriors have lost two in a row, while the Panthers have dropped a pair prior to stopping Del Norte last Friday. I'll be back with the game itself in a few moments, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chowell Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
We return to the Del Norte Warrior game in the national anthem.
Is just moments away here in Tunin Gymnasium as the Panthers in McKinleyville get ready to take on the Del Norte Warriors for the third time this season and the second time in 4 days. The officials for tonight's game, Roland Trehearn, Justin Mora and Justin Euclid. The Panthers are in the road black uniform with the white numbers with the red lettering. And the Warriors in their home white uniforms with the black numbers. It will be Horton going up against Clancy. It will be Justin Euclid tossing up the ball. A berth in the semifinals. A road trip to Southport awaits the winner of this game, and the Panthers will come down with the ball first. Delmar won the first meeting between these two teams. McKinleyville won the second. With the ball is Whitner. He'll kick it out to Clancy on the far side. Zepeda guarding him. Screen is set. Inside, that's Alto, but he'll kick it out to Clancy. He'll drive, penetrate, hand it off. Almost goes out of bounds, but it's tracked down. Kicked out to Whitner. 10 to shoot on the shot clock. He finds Ham in the corner. Now Clancy tries to drive baseline, gets cut off by Horton. Shot goes up, misses, and Zepeda will come down with the rebound. Zepeda, the senior, with his feet inside the circle, swings it over to Scott. Far side, back to Zepeda. Warriors seem a little bit stagnant here as the Panthers come out in a man-to-man defense. Zepeda with the ball right in front of the McKinleyville bench. Lobs inside to Dodson. Spins, puts it up off the glass. No good. And rebounded by Clancy. So both teams very patient with their first offensive opportunity. Neither team able to cash in as Clancy shoot goes baseline and then kicks it back out to Alto. And now Brown will set it up with 20 on the shot clock. Brown kicks it back over to Whitner. He'll take the shot. It rims out, and Price comes down with the rebound. Dodson will bring it up court. Coach Rice calls the play. To Price right in front of the McKinleyville bench. Ball high over his head. Looking. Now he'll dribble. Finds Scott. Thought about the three. Instead, he'll give it to Horton on the far side. Horton inside to Zepeda. Brown guarding him. That's a mismatch in Zepeda's favor, and a foul is going to be called against Brown. First foul against either team. And Delnar will inbound underneath their own basket. Connor Price gets the ball, the big senior. Looking, gets it to Scott. He'll take the three, and he nails it. Nani Scott continues his hot shooting from outside. That gives him a team-high 15 for the season, and the Warriors have a 3-0 lead on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. Far side over to Whitner. Gives the ball to Ham at the top of the key. He drives. And an offensive foul as Dodson takes the charge. Ham picks up his first, second team foul. Pressure now by the Panthers, but they'll back up after the inbound. Dodson brings the ball up court. Missed several league games this year after injuring his ankle in the very first game of the conference season. Price finds Scott at the top of the key. Kicks it back to Price. He'll launch the three. That's a little bit too hard, but Dodson comes up with a rebound. Now to Price, around the horn, far side to Zepeda. Z-man tries to go baseline against Brown. Goes up, strong scores, and he can do that all night. He's got about a 5-inch advantage over Brown. 5-0 our score. Warriors in front. 5:05 to go here in the first quarter on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. Brown goes baseline himself, kicks it out. Ham will drive, and a foul is going to be called against Del North. Nani Scott picks up the foul. And the Warriors will inbound. I'm sorry, the Panthers will inbound. Time running out, but they are able to get it into Alto, who's going to try to drive against Scott, puts it up, and it's going to fall in. 5-2. Delmore leading. Dodson, the senior, brings the ball up court. Jogs it past the timeline. Hands it over to Zepeda. Zepeda outside the three-point line. Now to Price up high. Finds Dodson looking. Tried to get into Zepeda and couldn't. Steady goes to Scott. He'll take a three. And he makes his second in a row. Scott has 6 of Delmore's 8 points. And the Warriors are up 8-2. Brown with Dodson on him. Gives it into Alto at the top of the key. Inside to a wide open to a wide open hand. He misses the first one, gets the ball back, and scores against three Warriors. Dodson across the timeline, Warriors leading by four. Goes, loses the handle, but tracks it down, gets it himself, gets the shot blocked, but Horton comes up with it, puts it up, misses, and ball still loose. People diving for it. Price comes up with it, puts it off the glass and in. 10-4. Delmar leads. Good buddy. Sorry about that. Brown brings the ball up court. Dodson guarding him. Junior, sophomore against senior. They get it inside. Shot is missed, and a foul is going to be called on Del North. It's going to be a shooting foul. And Ham will go to the line for two. And I believe they called that on Nani Scott. They did. That is his second. And here comes super sub Ethan Thomas. First shot is up. And eventually it falls in. So Nani comes out after scoring back-to-back triples. Delmar leading 5-10 with 3:24 to go. Ham, a 70% free throw shooter this season, misses that one, and Horton comes down with it. He outlets it to Brody Matz, who's in the game for Del Norte as well. Matz has seen a lot more playing time these last few games. Not because of so much injury, just the fact that Matz has been playing hard and playing well. Zepeda has it, turns around, takes the shot, misses, and rebounded by the Panthers. Also, hands the ball off to Brown. He outlets it to Whitner from on the far side. He'll decline the shot. Instead, it goes to Ham and into the corner now to Alto. Matz all over Alto. And eventually they find they have to get it to Clancy. Clancy gives the ball up to Whitner. Instead, goes back to Clancy. He'll take the three, misses, battle for it, and Horton out-wrestles Clancy for the ball. He gives it to Thomas at the top of the key. Thomas swings it over back to Dodson. He's calling direction. Back to Thomas. 18 on the shot clock. Now Zepeda at the top of the key. Gives it up. Horton has it. Horton to Thomas. He's guarded tightly down to 8. Down to 6. Matz to Zepeda. 4-2. Zepeda gets the shot off. Hits the rim. Tipped around. Who's going to come up with it? It will be the Panthers, and it's going to lead to an easy layup for Brown. 10-7 our score, 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Dodson finds Zepeda. Ham guarding him now. Skip pass to Matz. He'll penetrate. Drops it off to Horton, but he's not going to shoot. Now he'll get in the paint, goes strong, puts it up, and it falls in. Delmar leads 12-7. Horton had just 5 points Friday night against the Panthers. Cooper Maxwell will come in at the next dead ball. Clancy way outside, top of the key, drills. First pointer of the night for the Panthers. It's a two-point lead for Delmar. 1 minute to go here in the opening stanza. Dodson to Horton. Quick pass inside to Thomas. He'll have to go up strong. He does. He gets fouled. Doesn't go, but he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Connor also picks up first foul. Foul number 3 against the Panthers. Thomas, who has struggled at the foul line, especially of late, down to 49% from the charity stripe. Puts it up. Puts it in. 3-point cushion for the Warriors. Here comes the second one. It's up. It's good as well. Free throw shooting is such a mental thing. Once you can get it down, get it in your head, you got the confidence, they go in a lot easier. 14-10 our score. Warriors leading. And a foul is going to be called. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul. No, just out of bounds. Nice defense by Maxwell. forcing the turnover. Zepeda will bring the ball up court wearing the headband. Around the horn to Matt, just outside the three-point line. Parker all over him, Carson Parker. Now to Zepeda, screened by Maxwell. Zepeda gets bumped, and that may be on Clancy. It is, his first. So Coach Chris Rice is going to roll the dice a little bit. He's bringing in Nani Scott with the two fouls for the final 30 seconds. Well, officially 28.9. Warriors will inbound. Maxwell from the baseline. Looking, gets it out to Matt. Shot clock is off. Thomas has it way out high. Gives it to Zepeda. He tells Thomas to clear the area. He'll take care of it. To Scott. He'll penetrate. Kicks it out to Maxwell. He has the ball knocked away from him. And he touched it last. Scott Schipper probably should have taken that three-pointer when he had the opportunity. Horton's going to come. Oh, didn't get him in time. So now the Panthers will get the final shot down to 5 seconds. Matt's with the defense. Maxwell comes up with a steal momentarily, and that's enough to cause the Panthers to throw up a off-balance shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. After one, it's Delmore at 14. McKinleyville 10. We'll be back in the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmore Sports.
Delmore Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnord Office Supply.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Nani Scott cranks a pair of three-pointers for Del Norte, and the Warriors lead 14-10 as we start the second quarter here in Tunin Gymnasium, the opening round of the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship Tournament. Maxwell with the ball, and also here is John Horner.
What's up, JP? Excited about this ball game tonight. Sorry I'm late.
Ball gets thrown inside, turnover Del Norte, and the Panthers are going to walk the ball up court. McKinleyville not quite as eager to run this game as they were on Friday night. Ball goes to Ham. Quick pass inside. Maxwell comes up with a steal. He gives it to Thomas. Left side goes up with the right hand. Misses, but Horton's there for the offensive rebound. He has it poked away. He tracks it down himself, but eventually Brown and McKinleyville comes up with it. Both teams little sloppy with the ball coming out the second quarter. Three-point shot, no good, but rebounded by Clancy. Kicked off to Brown. He'll take the three-pointer from the corner, and he makes it.
What a big shot by McKinleyville right there with the outside look. Cut the lead to one.
Del Norte's up 14-13. On Friday, McKinleyville led all for but about 30 seconds early in the third quarter. Horton with the ball in front of the McKinleyville bench. Gives it over to Thomas. Thomas at the top of the key. He'll give it to Maxwell, who's giving Dodson a break. Now to Zepeda, three-pointer on the way, no good. And tracked down by Brown of the Panthers.
I do like the patience and the pace the Warriors are playing with on the offensive end right now, knowing every possession matters.
Brown gives it up to Ham. Thomas guarding him. Outside, screen set. So now it will be a foul. I believe Brody Matt, it is.
They'll get it on Matt as he went to drive the basket, just bumped him with his hip on his way by.
Coming in now for the Warriors, Scott, Price, and Dodson. Good minutes for Maxwell in particular.
Great to see Maxwell back out there. He kind of got lost in the mix the last couple games. I talked to Coach Rice about it the other day, and he says he really thinks he's going to need him tonight, especially against a smaller squad like McKinleyville.
Zepeda is out for the moment. Kinleyville with the ball. That's Craven. Gets it inside. Shot goes up, and it's going to fall. Give the basket to Ham. He's got five. And for the first time tonight, McKinleyville has the lead, 15-14. Dodson to Price, way out high. Warriors going to run a little high weave. Now to Dodson in the far side corner. Gets around a pick from Horton. Now to Thomas. Inside to Horton. Has trouble with the ball. We'll kick it back out to Thomas. 10 on the shot clock. Gives it to Dodson, the senior. We'll try to drive. And a foul is going to be called on McKinleyville, bailing Del Norte out.
I can tell you, Horton definitely flashed across the middle of the key. He definitely has got to want that ball in the middle.
Clancy now has... Oh, they gave it to 3 rather than to 33. Shot goes up, and it's good as Horton.
Great inbound play. He skied up to get it, found the handle, and put it right back up and in.
Delnor goes back up in front by 1. Little over 5 minutes to go here in the first half on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Ham, way outside. Thomas guarding him. Kicks it around to Alto. Thought about the 3. Instead, they'll try to get it inside Clancy. And Clancy is fouled by Dodson. First one on the senior.
Dodson defensively ended up behind Clancy, and he had to reach around the front and foul.
Whitner comes back in for the Panthers, along with Logan Miller. Whitner will inbound, and he does so, getting it to Parker. They'll send it around the horn to Craven. Brayden Craven, who's in the game, averaging 3 a game. Backs it almost all the way out to the center line before giving it up to Ham. Ham tries to drive. Nice defense by Horton. Double team, kicks it out. Craven, time down to 10 on the shot clock. Craven puts up the shot. It bounces around and eventually falls in.
Great look, great patience by the young man right in the middle of the key.
17-16. McKinleyville in front. Dodson with the ball. Hands it off. Warriors going to run a little Jayhawk. Price gives it to Dodson, and Dodson drops the ball on the sideline out of bounds.
It's a little out of sync on the offensive end. Nobody wants it. It seems like everybody's just trying not to make a mistake.
Craven will bring the ball up court. Zepeda will come in for Del Norte with the next dead ball. Gives it up over to Whitner, and a foul is going to be called.
Dodson's going to get it. The pick was set on Dodson. He tried to fight through the screen by going over the guy setting the pick.
So Dodson now has 2 fouls. Nani Scott has 2 fouls. Scott's going to come back out. Clancy has 2 fouls for McKinleyville. Both teams with 5 team fouls. Ball goes to Ham in the corner. Thomas guarding him. Ham finds a little lane through the baseline, puts it up right underneath the basket. It hit the base of the backboard, and eventually Horton comes up with it.
No man's land underneath the basket. Nowhere to go with that one.
Dodson calling the play, setting things up. Hands the ball off to Zepeda. Zepeda near the top of the key. Now to Horton outside the 3-point line. Looking. Lob pass over to Dodson. He'll drive, puts it up off the glass, missed it, and rebounded by the Panthers. Parker doing his job. Craven has the ball. He gives it up, looking to cut. He gets it right back. Craven tries to drive, gets cut off by Zepeda. Gives it up to Mayer, and he travels. Turnover by the Panthers. Matz comes back in for Del Norte. And Caleb Dodson comes out.
Zepeda back in, trying to ignite something on the offensive end. Somebody's got to take it upon themselves and get to the basket.
17-16, our score. McKinleyville leading with 3:19 to go here in the second quarter. Thomas with the ball. Finds Horton outside. Man-to-man defense inside to Price. He has an easy basket as the Panthers went for the charge and the referees were not going to buy the flop. 18-17. Ham with it. Ham tries to drive, gets in the paint, goes up strong, puts it up, and it falls in.
What a touch right there by the big man underneath.
Ham has 7 of McKinleyville's 19 points, and these two teams have just went back and forth, exchanging one-point leads. Right now it's McKinleyville up with 2:35 to go in the first half. Price with the ball. Has the ball taken away. That's Matt. He goes strong, puts it up with a left hand, and scores.
Nice drive by Thomas.
Thomas
steps through.
And Del Norte goes back up by one. With the ball is Craven. Zapata guarding him. Ball's loose. Craven picks it up. Has the ball almost stolen again. And eventually, Whitner comes up with it. Goes up strong with the right hand and lays it up at the basket. His first basket of the night. And it's back to a one-point lead. Zapata gives it to Price outside the three-point line. He'll hand the ball off to the Z-man, and Dillnert will set things up with 20 seconds to shoot. And a foul is going to be called against McKinleyville. That's Naylor. 16 foul. So Dillnert will be at the bonus for the next 1 minute and 45 seconds.
After that last possession down the floor when Price got a good look underneath, I'd like to see Coach Rice to go back to that and give Price that post. I don't think there's anybody out there that can match up with him down in the low post.
Price will inbound from the sideline, looking, and gets it to Thomas. Thomas, the junior, 6'4", hands the ball to Zapata. Fresh shot clock for the Warriors. Bounce pass to Horton and right in front of the McKinleyville bench. He finds Price at the top of the key. He'll dribble once and then give it to Zapata. Thought about the three. Instead, he pump fakes and steps up for the jumper. It goes in and out, but Horton's there for the easy layup and basket. He's got 6, and that's something Gilmore did not do much on Friday night, was get offensive rebounds and score.
Does a great job by Horton. Skied up for that one.
Warriors back up in front by 1 point. 105 to go. Kick out. Craven, three-pointer, no good. But the Panthers are able to track down the long rebound, and they'll set things up again. Cody Reinschmidt's in the game for the Panthers. The 5'10 senior, I don't think he's that tall. Ball's loose. Price jumps on it, but has it just taken away from him by Parker. Shot clock did not change. Instead, it goes to Craven outside, and a timeout is called on the floor by the officials, they're going to question whether there should be, whether the shot clock should have reset.
Roland's going to say if there was possession, there probably should have been a timeout. Because Rollins would have been right here. I think that's the question in hand right now. Rollins is going to say, no change of possession. They're going to leave it at 12.
So 39 and a half seconds to play here in the first half. Delmar leading 22-21. The winner of this game will play Thursday at South Fork in the semifinals of the Humboldt Delmar League Tournament.
South Fork. Oh, Miranda.
12 seconds on the shot clock. Ryan Schmidt will inbound for the Panthers. Now they're going to change their mind. Now there's discussion of where they're going to inbound. Now they're going to do it right in front of the Warrior bench. Ryan Schmidt will handle that job. So it's 5'10" Ryan Schmidt with 6'4" Thomas right in front of him. But he's able to get it to Brown in the corner. But he has the ball poked away by Matt. It goes right to Price, and the Warriors get the ball back.
At the end of the first quarter, the Warriors failed to get the last shot as they tried to go to the basket too early. Coach Rice just called for one shot. Let's see if they can execute it this time.
Shot clock and the game clock almost identical.
It takes patience.
Warriors running Jayhawk, the high weave, down to 15 seconds. Horton has it at the top of the key. Gives it to Matt, now to Zapata. 6 seconds go. Zapata will try to get off the shot. He does. Line drive off the glass. No good. Long shot will come up way short. And Delmore will go into the halftime locker room leading by one. This entire second quarter was just an exchange of the lead by 1 point. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And not even dead balls. It just seemed like it just flowed back and forth the whole time. That was quick.
We'll be back with the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawil Benz and Hardwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I've lived in Southern California for over 30 years. And in that time, I've seen many fires from our home as they raged through the mountains above Malibu. After a recent fire, I received an email from a firefighter friend telling me about the 10 standard firefighting orders he learned in fire school. And order number 5 says, have an escape route. You know, that's a good idea for everyone, but it is especially good for those of us who, either permanently or temporarily, must move more slowly. Not only have a planned escape route, but also practice it once in a while, so there are no surprises on the occasion that you have to evacuate quickly. Perhaps it means you must move to the first floor of your home or residence to avoid steps. Hey, I've put other suggestions on disabilitycampaign.org. Let's stay safe, because it's a smart way to live when you've got to move slowly.
Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here in Tunin Gymnasium. After a very fast-paced first half, it's the Warriors in front of the Panthers, 22-21, here in this opening round game of the Dick Nicolai Humboldt Del Norte League Basketball Tournament.
That's a mouthful right there.
Let's take a look at Warrior Focus, and it was a major weekend for the Del Norte High wrestling team. Warriors traveled to Larkspur for the North Coast Section Division II Redwood Empire Dual Meet Championship. The Warriors were the number 3 seed and won its first round match over Windsor 58-16. Then things got very exciting in the semifinals, where Del Norte fell behind Casa Grande by 22 points with just 24 points left available. So what did the Warriors do? They won their last 4 matches all via pins to capture a 42-40 victory. Top City Ukiah then claimed the championship in the finals, knocking off Del Norte 55-21. By the way, Casa Grande finished 3rd, Windsor took 4th. Now on Saturday, the Humboldt Del Norte League Championships will be held in Crescent City at Tunin Gymnasium. And Mad Dog, you have to think the Warriors are the favorites.
Absolutely. Such an individual side. It'll be so much fun for them to be able to showcase their talent right here at Tunin Gymnasium, as they've been looking forward to this for 2 or 3 years now, as it's always been somewhere else.
Del Norte High standout Jaden Clifton continues to shine at Cal Poly Humboldt, a.k.a. Humboldt State, for the Lumberjacks women's basketball team. Now, while Humboldt lost on a last-second shot last Thursday to San Francisco State, 54-53, the true freshman Clifton turned in yet another solid performance, scoring 12 points, dishing out 4 assists, coming up with 4 steals, and snagging 4 rebounds, playing 32 of 40 minutes. Since moving into the starting lineup at the start of the calendar year, Clifton has been averaging 11 points a game, 4.5 assists, and 5.4 rebounds. On Thursday at 5:30 p.m., Humboldt will play host to Cal State Dominguez Hills. The Lumberjacks will also be home Saturday, taking on Cal State East Bay, again at 5:30. It's only an hour drive, ladies and gentlemen, a chance to watch some college basketball and a favorite daughter of the Warriors.
Absolutely. When it comes to Jaden Clifton, you know, the amazing thing, I've been watching some of the games, is defensively, she's been such a lockdown defensive player on the perimeter that, you know, it really shows that Del Norte kind of mentality at the college level. Putting in points on the offensive side also, but defensively, she's really been a spark for that team.
And the Lumberjacks playing with just six or seven players, most of the time six, and that seems to have voted well for Cal Poly Humboldt, as they've been on a hot streak.
Well, yeah, you know, you're getting a lot of playing time, a lot of court time, putting up a lot of shots. The question will be is, you know, I talked to Coach Justin Clifton today. They win three or four out of these last six. It'll put them in a position for a postseason. So you kind of start wondering how those legs will hold up when you've been rolling with six or seven all year.
Well, let's take a quick look back at the Del Norte High girls basketball season. The Warriors are not in the girls' side of the Humboldt-Del Norte League event, finishing fifth in the Big Five Conference. However, the future looks more than bright. Consider this. Del Norte started just one senior on this year's varsity team. The junior varsity was 8-0 in Big Five Conference contests and 17-4 overall. And the Del Norte freshman team only lost two games this season, to Fortuna's junior varsity and to Del Norte's junior varsity. So look out for the Del Norte girls basketball team next season and the season to follow and the season after that. And Mad Dog, you've spent a lot of time watching the Warrior Girls program and the amount of talent coming up right now through the eighth grade. Is some standout eighth graders coming through, the freshman team dominant, the JV team dominant, and the varsity team one of the youngest you're going to find anywhere.
Well, I mean, shout out to Nick Perez. He helps with the travel teams when it comes to the junior high, and a lot of our high school kids go down and play with the Beast Athletic Program in Eureka. But a lot of kids are playing a lot of basketball from 6th, 7th, 8th grade all the way up through high school, and it's definitely showing. The basketball IQ is what impresses me the most. And when you've got five underclassmen playing varsity basketball, and you have a JV squad and freshman squad, the biggest reason they won their games was because they understood the process and they played games in the off season. A lot of exciting things happened in the girls program. Now that we just got to get that consistency and keep them playing.
22-21, Del Norte leading at halftime here on the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half. One that saw Del Norte jump out to a quick 6-0 lead, only to have the Panthers come back. It was 14-10 after one. Warriors in front. In the second quarter, the two teams basically just traded the lead back and forth. 14-15, 15-14, 16-15, just back and forth till we got to the 22-21 margin after two. Looking at the scoring, Owen Hamm leads McKinleyville with 7. Jordan Brown, the 5'9" sophomore, has 5. Jack Clancy has 3, and 2 each for Cody Whitner, Brady Craven, and Connor also. Del Norte was led by Nani Scott, who had 6 on a pair of 3-pointers. Madrell Horton has 6 as well, with 4 each, Connor Price and Ethan Thomas, and with a basket, Edwin Zepeda. Looking at foul situation, Jack Clancy has 2 for the Panthers, and for Del Norte, Dodson has a pair, as does Nani Scott. Keys in the second half for the Warriors, Mad Dog.
I think they did a great job in the first half when it came to the offensive side, being patient, but don't be scared to throw that ball underneath, and somebody's got to want that ball to score. And on the defensive end, we've got to make sure we have bodies in the paint. I saw 3 or 4 made baskets in the paint by guys just turning around and shooting jumpers, so the Warriors have got to keep bodies on them.
This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. The Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi! Panthers start the ball with the second half going right to left. They get it inside to Whitner. He'll turn around, take the jumper off the glass, misses, but offensive rebound for McKinleyville. Shot goes up, missed again, and Price will come down with the rebound as Ham missed from point-blank range. Nonnie Scott has it, kicks it back to Dodson, quick pass to Price. He'll decline the three-pointer, instead send it to Horton. He'll lob it inside to Zepeda. Double team goes up, shoots, and scores.
Like the matchup right there. Zepeda being guarded by the smallest kid on the floor for McKinleyville. The turnaround jumper, middle of the key. Good basketball IQ by the Warrior offense.
Delnor's leading scorer now has four, and Delnor's lead goes out to three. Brown with it against Dodson. Quick pass, finds an open man. Shot goes up. Wild shot by Alto again. Didn't come anywhere close to the rim, and rebounded by the Warriors. Zepeda with it in front of the Warrior bench. Gets it to Scott. Double teamed, and he traveled.
Oh, he had the double team. He had backside open, too. Just got shuffling his feet as he came down the lane.
Full court pressure by Del Norte. We don't see this a lot from the Warriors. Ball goes inbound to Whitner. Scott guarding him with two fouls. Whitner gets around, gets past midcourt, goes all the way to the basket and lays it in. That's just too easy.
Once again, Price turns sideways instead of stepping in and taking the charge.
Zepeda, as Brown goes for the steal, Zepeda gives it to Price. His three-pointer's no good, and defensive rebounded by the Panthers. That's Ham. Picks it over to Whitner. He'll take the three, no good, but rebounded by the shortest guy on the court, Brown. Swings it over to Ham. His three-pointer is good. He's got 10, and the Panthers have their biggest lead of the night, 26-24 on the Citicoast Hospital scoreboard. Scott has it way outside. Gives it to Dodson. Finds Zepeda, and a foul is going to be called inside away from the ball against McKinleyville.
It's going to be a push foul against
Connor Alto. That is his second.
It was against Price.
Foul was on Connor Alto. Price will inbound, sends it way out to Zepeda. Zepeda dribbling with his left hand between his legs. Gives it to the senior. Caleb Dodson finds Price. Ball high above his head outside the three-point line. Picks it up. Quick pass to Zepeda. Gets it to Dodson. He'll take the 15-footer from the foul line and score.
Nice loose shot by Dodson. Much-needed bucket by the senior.
Dodson ties the score with his first basket of the night. It's 26-all with 5:30 to go on the Citicoast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball in his hand. Gives it up. Brown, and gets it inside, but poked away by Zepeda. And the Panthers will keep the ball. And Lancey will inbound amid a gaggle of McKinleyville cheerleaders. Del Norte cheerleaders are not here, and Clancy tried to throw it baseline and threw it out of bounds.
I guess the guy could have went out there and now can't go pick it up over there. He never got it inbounds, John.
Nope. Token pressure by the Panthers. Brown on Zepeda. Zepeda. Quick dribble, gets it into the paint, goes up strong, puts it up, and he scores. He is fouled, and he will go to the foul line to shoot one.
Not the matchup McKinleyville wants. Zepeda did a great job of exposing it right in the middle of the key.
Timeout's called by McKinleyville as Delmore leads 28-26 with 5:11 to go in the third quarter.
Our Sportscasters Club members include our title sponsor, Scoreboards brought to you by Citicoast Hospital. Citicoast Hospital serving our community with care. The halftime show is brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventures. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And Del Norte Tire. The Barton family says our roots are here, not just our brand.
Edwin Zepeda will have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play when he goes to the foul line. With 5:11 to go in the third quarter, Delmar leading 28-26 in a game that has been nip and tuck all the way. And it's about what you expect from two teams that are extremely evenly matched. Going back to 2005, McKinleyville holds a 20-18 edge in head-to-head battles between these two teams.
However, please note, Del Norte is the defending Humboldt Del Norte League champion. There was no tournament last season, and they have won it five times. McKinleyville, last time they won it, was 1996. As Zepeda makes the free throw, Thomas comes in for the Warriors. Price will take a break. Full court pressure again by Del Norte. And once again, a foul is going to be called this time against Del Norte as Dodson picks up his third. McKinleyville had absolutely no problem breaking Del Norte's press. Ball's kicked into Alto. He'll drive baseline. Finds a lane, puts it up, misses the easy one again. That was what plagued Del Norte Friday night. This time it's McKinleyville struggling with easy basket at the hoop. Zepeda at the free throw line. Kicks it over. Dodson lines up the three. Lets it go. Way short. But rebounded by Horton. He'll put it up short. And rebounded by Alto of the Panthers. McKinleyville pushing the pace this time. Pull up jumper. Shot good. Give the basket to Whitner. He has six now.
Pretty stroke by Whitner, a little step-back jumper.
Leading scorer was held to 4 points the first time these two teams played, and three on Friday. He's got six now. Warriors with the ball. Horton loses the handle. It's loose. McKinleyville picks it up. Unforced turnover by Del Norte. Clancy with the ball. Swings it in, then gets it right back. Brown now has it. Brings it around the horn to Ham. They're going to do it again, reverse it. Brown with it, tries to drive on Dodson. Lobs it in to Alto. Ooh. Cut pass, another easy basket missed. Rebounded by the Panthers, however. And Whitner has back-to-back baskets. He's got eight. And a timeout on the floor to fix a shoe.
Just effort by the Warrior defense. You got to crash the board. You got to want the board more than somebody else. And right now, the Warriors are just not putting a body on people.
Cooper Maxwell comes in for Del Norte. He gave Coach Chris Rice good minutes in the first half. Maxwell sends it over to Thomas, who's in the game. Quick pass to Horton, back to Maxwell, around the horn, far side to Zepeda. They'll reverse it. Thomas has it. He'll launch the three. Bingo! Ethan Thomas has seven.
He's found his outside stroke the last couple games. He had a couple big ones against St. Bernard's, I believe.
And he had a big one against McKinleyville in the fourth quarter on Friday. Brown gives it to Clancy. Clancy tries to drive, puts up a wild shot. Nani Scott comes up with it. But the ball is quickly stolen. Nice play by the Panthers. Shot goes up. Foul is going to be called. And going to the line for two will be Cody Whitner, and he is automatic from there. Picking up the foul for Del Norte.
The Panthers like to double up on the rebound. The Warriors have got to break that double quickly and get down the floor.
Zepeda picks up his first. Whitner actually had his shot bounce around before going in. 94% at the free throw line this season. Makes them both, and we are tied at 32 with 3 minutes to go exactly in the third quarter. What a great game so far. These two teams have just been as just razor's edge close from the opening moment.
McKinleyville into a 2-3 zone now. They dropped out of their man-to-man.
Zepeda with the ball. Has the ball tipped away, gets it back. Now to Thomas. Quick pass to Maxwell. Double team. Finds Horton. And 3 seconds in the key is going to be called against Del Norte. Maxwell needed to take that shot when he had it.
Out of the timeout, McKinleyville went into that 2-3 zone. Had the Warriors a little stumped right there.
And it was effective when these two teams played Friday. Brown with it. Maxwell guarding him. Ball goes out of bounds, and they say it went off Maxwell. Right in front of Coach Cindy Clancy. Her son, Jack Clancy, will inbound. Inches away. He's able to get it in to Ham. Ham goes baseline all the way to the hoop, and he misses another easy one. That has to be the fourth or fifth ripple, just bunnies, that McKinleyville has missed. Maxwell with it. Way outside. Reverses and gets it to Scott right in front of Coach Rice. Scott back to Maxwell. 15 to shoot. Inside to Zepeda. Over to Maxwell. He'll launch the three. Looks good, but no. But rebounded by Delmore. Thomas with it. Goes up strong. Puts it in.
Great rebound. A great push back by Thomas. You got to love it.
That ties Ethan Thomas's career high of 9 points.
Pure effort.
Ball is stolen by Thomas. He'll go up. He scores and he's fouled.
You gotta love a student section rocking at Tunin Gymnasium after the big bucket.
Whitner picks up his first foul. And just like that, Ethan Thomas has taken over this game.
We talked about it. It's that mentality. Give me the ball, I'm gonna go score. And he did it off that last rebound. He got the pick there, and he says, let me go get this. Exactly what he's done.
He's got 11, a chance for 12. Previously, his season high, his career high, was 9. Ball's up. Little strong and rebounded by the Panthers. They're going to push the pace. That's Ham. Ham weaving his way, gets to the top of the key, slows down, puts it up with the left hand and scores.
Way too easy.
Pretty play by the 6'3" senior. And that is one thing where the Panthers have really done well, has pushed the pace and just weave their way through Delnort's transition defense. Thomas with it on the far side, skip pass to Maxwell into the corner to Z-Man. Cepeda dribbles once, quick pass to Thomas. He'll go up strong, and a foul is going to be called on McKinleyville.
They're going to give him shoot, let him shoot two on that, too.
And that's also, and it is, that is number 3 on Connor. And he'll be coming out.
But on the defensive end, the Warriors have got to start playing defense with their feet instead of their arms. Clancy went through a bunch of arms on that last time. Nobody moved their feet and stepped in front of them.
104 to go in the third quarter. Delmore leading 36-34. Here's Thomas. He's 2-for-3 at the line tonight. Puts it up. Way short.
Overcompensated for the last one. Way too hard.
Logan Mayer comes in for McKinleyville, and Connor also will come out. Here comes Thomas the second. Chance to give Delmore a 3-point lead. That one's up. That one's good. 37-34, 1 minute to go, third quarter. Winner advances. Loser gets ready for the North Coast Section playoffs next week. All the way. Misses. Clancy had another easy shot. Went with the right hand from the left side. Quick pass. Thomas, he's feeling it. Getting bumped. He's trying to go up strong. Puts it up. He's fouled prior to the shot. He is just feeling it.
It's the will. The want. It's an attitude.
Owen Hamm picks up foul number 2.
A 5-team foul on McKinleyville now.
And Maxwell's pass, ill-advised, quickly stolen by Parker, and the Panthers come the other way. That's Clancy, gets all the way, quick pass to a wide-open Whitner, and he'll nail that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And just like that, we're tied at 37. Shot clock is off. Delmore will play for the last shot of the quarter. Cepeda with it, way out high. Has the ball poked away. 3-on-2 fast break. Passed outside to Whitner. He'll turn down the three-pointer. Gets it over to Ham. Ham spins back to Whitner. Kicks it over to Clancy. 4 seconds. 3. Clancy will try to drive. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. And we are tied at 37 after 3. These two teams, like a couple of heavyweights, just landing haymakers on each other, but they can't put either of them out. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmore Sports.
Delmore Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delmore Warrior Games online at DelmoreSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delmore Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Ethan Thomas versus the Cody Whitner Show, as Delnor's Thomas has scored a career-high 12 points, while Whitner, who had been held to just 3.5 average in the two games with Delnor, has 13 as we start the fourth quarter. Delnor with the ball going left to right. Dodson back in the game, finds Scott, and Scott's pass is stolen by Whitner, who anticipated that. Quick pass to Clancy. He'll take the long three. Misses, but offensive rebound by the Panthers. And McKinleyville will get it back. Shot goes up. Three-pointer jams in the between the basket and the rim. And that will be a jump ball. Everybody's having problem getting it. And finally doing the job is Cody Whitner. Notice none of the referees.
No, Moore didn't even jump over there to go get it, did he?
So with the alternating possession, McKinleyville gets it. Clancy will inbound, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Zepeda. 37-37. You're in the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. Lobbed way out, and then quickly sent back to Ham. Horton guarding him. Finds a way all the way underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Whitner. He'll take the three. Misses, but there to... with the rebound, Panthers miss again, battle for it. Horton, and finally Price comes down with it. He dribbles once, he's triple teamed, and timeout is called by Delnor. How many bunnies has McKinleyville missed tonight?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating on their side. Coach Clancy called again. Got to be frustrated with this crew. They're getting the good looks, they're battling the boards, just can't make anything. More of our Sportscasters Club members include Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets, need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Cazadores Mexican Restaurant, for real authentic Mexican food, make your choice. Cazadores Mexican Restaurant on North Crest Drive. And Crescent City Leshwab Tire, doing the right thing matters.
Winner of this game plays Thursday night in Miranda against South Fork High, the winner of the Little Four Conference. And the winner of that game will then play in the championship game. One would assume it's going to be Arcata, the winner of the Big Five Conference. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Hoopa Valley and St. Bernard's. But stranger things have happened.
Yeah, stranger things. It is the Big Five and the Little Four. You never know.
And then after that, it will be the North Coast Section playoffs. Those seedings and the brackets will be announced on Sunday.
And all five teams in the Big Five are ranked within the top 16 of Division Four.
With the ball is Price. Way outside. Dribbles once and finds Horton. Now to Scott. He'll take the 15-footer. No good. And rebounded by the Panthers. Pushing the pace again. That's Ham. Horton guarding him. Ham gets into the paint. Kicks it out to Clancy. Clancy finds a wide open shooter, and Logan Mayer makes his first basket of the night, and that gives McKinleyville a 39-37 lead. Boy, these teams are evenly matched. Far side to Horton in the corner. Gives it to Price. Quick pass back to Price. He'll step up, find Dodson. Quick pass to Zepeda. The Warriors are unwilling to shoot the ball. And Zepeda tried to go baseline and stepped out of bounds.
Somebody's got to want to score. My goodness.
And right now, that person is Ethan Thomas, and he's getting a breather on the bench. 39-37. McKinleyville in front, 6:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Clancy swings the ball to the far side corner to Ham. Horton guarding him. Gives it up over to Parker, who's in the game, and then gets it right back. Ham tries to drive. Goes all the way to the glass. Misses. Offensive rebound by the Panthers again. That leaves Clancy wide open for a three-pointer at the top of the key.
Five-point lead now for Panthers.
Biggest lead of the night for McKinleyville. Rice has the ball. Quick pass to Dodson. Now to Scott, and his pass is tipped and will go out of bounds off McKinleyville.
Donnie's got to be able to score from there if they're not going to guard him from the wing.
Thomas comes back in, and Price will come out. Dodson looking to inbound, and he finds Zepeda. Zepeda looking. He'll take the jumper off the front rim, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, it was saved. Zepeda comes down with it, and a jump ball. Timeout. Timeout is called by Coach Chris Rice. 5:20 to go. McKinleyville with his biggest lead of the night, 42-37.
More of our Sportscasters Club members include Del Norte Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community, Odell Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Moore John Parts and Services. For one-on-one service and support with the winning edge, see the team at Moore John Parts and Services. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. And Valvoline, Henry Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer and Del Norte Office Supply. Customer service, you should expect that.
Del Norte led 14-10 after one. It was tied at 20. Del Norte led 22-21 at halftime. It was tied after three at 37. So far here in the fourth quarter, McKinleyville has a 5-0 cushion, and that has given the Panthers a 42-37 lead. Del Norte has the ball in their front court. Ethan Thomas gives it to Nani Scott, and just passes it. Eventually gets over to Dodson outside the three-point line. Now to Zepeda. Zepeda will try to drive, gets in the paint, hands it off to Scott, puts it off the glass and in.
Nice play. Underhand pass right there to Scott. Nice shot off the glass.
Scott's first basket since the first quarter. He has eight, and it cuts the McKinleyville lead to three. Easy drive to the hoop for Carson Parker, who gets his first basket of the night. And with less than 5 minutes to go, it's back to a five-point lead. McKinleyville in front. Zepeda of Del Norte with the ball. Gets it to Dodson. Dodson will back it up. Top of the key. His pass is stolen. Clancy, left side, throws up a shot, but he's fouled. And we'll go to the line for a pair. That is on Dodson. That is number four.
Del Norte, that 2-3 zone, you have to attack it if they're going to play the passing lane.
Clancy is a 60% free throw shooter this season. A chance to give McKinleyville a three-possession lead with 4.5 to go. His shot is short. Score remains 44-39. Clancy, 6'3" junior. Puts it up. That one rattles in. As Del Norte now finds itself down by six.
Big gut check here for Coach Rice. Big, big situation.
Dodson to Thomas. Thomas finds Nani Scott in the corner. He'll give it back to Dodson. And Dodson's pass went into the front row where it was caught by a fan, and Zepeda was breaking toward the basket. Parker comes out after giving Coach Cindy Clancy some good minutes. Just over half the quarter left, and McKinleyville up by six. Ball is out of bounds off McKinleyville. An unforced error by the Panthers.
This extended 2-3 zone, the Warriors are going to have to find an answer.
Exactly 4 minutes to play in regulation. To Scott, wide open, turns around, takes the three, too strong, battle for it. Eventually, Horton comes up with it, and Del Norte will start over again with a fresh shot clock. Into the corner, three-pointer, rattles it home! Ethan Thomas with 15!
Come get some, young man.
He has put this Warrior team on his back. Panthers try to answer. Ball goes to Ham. Horton guarding him. shot goes up. Partially blocked by Thomas. Horton comes up with another foul against McKinleyville.
Next team foul. Next one will be bonus. That'll be big down the stretch. The Warriors with only three team fouls.
Foul is on Mayer. Here's second. And with 3:24 to go, our score, McKinleyville 45, Delmort 42.
More of our Sportscasters Club members include Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you, England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! And Chalwell Benz and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm.
On January 18th, it was Delmort 47, McKinleyville 38 here in Tunham Gymnasium. 4 days ago, on February 4th, it was McKinleyville 42, Delmort 38 from in the Panthers gym. Tonight, with 3:24 left, 45-42, McKinleyville in front. Biggest lead of the night was 6 just a few moments ago, but Ethan Thomas, having the game of his life, came in with a career high of 9. He's got 15 so far, including a trio of three-pointers. He's 3-for-4 at the foul line. In fact, he is the only Warrior other than Zapata to go to the foul line. Zapata's 1-for-1.
There hasn't been a lot of free throws in this game anyway.
Delmort will go with Zapata, Thomas, Dodson, Horton, and Nani Scott. Scott, who picked up 2 quick fouls and no more. But he can play... he can play loose. Dodson, quick pass to Thomas. He's feeling a 3-pointer on the way. It's no good. Ball is tipped out of bounds by the Panthers. Warriors get possession and a fresh shot clock.
Good look by Thomas. Not like he forced it. It was right in stride.
Thomas
got to keep firing.
Thomas will inbound underneath his own basket. Ball high above his head. Quick pass to Scott. Pump fake. Passes. Dodson thought about the three, instead gives it to Zapata inside to Scott at the free throw line. Back to Dodson. He'll take the three. No. Battle for it, and Brown comes down with it for the Panthers. The sophomore.
The ball.
Has the ball poked away by Thomas, and he saves it to Horton. But then the pass is almost stolen and will go the other way. Scott with it, and McKinleyville player is hurt at the other end. Shot goes up, rebounded by Clancy. The injured player is Cody Whitner. He's shaking his head. Is that blood on his ear? Or is it just red?
It's just red.
Coach Clancy will put her son on the bench, at least momentarily. So through all that, neither team scores. And with 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter, it's still 45-42 McKinleyville. Full court pressure by Delmort. Brown with the ball. Brown will try to go coast to coast. Thomas pokes the ball away, but tracked down by the Panthers' Connor Alto. He hands it off. Clancy did stay in. Clancy will try to drive. Puts it up. Right hand from the left side. Misses. Dodson comes up with it. Has the ball poked away. Brown tracks it down for McKinleyville. Both teams struggling. 2:15 remaining. Inside, then kicked out. That's Ham. His three-pointer. No good. Battle for it. Rebounded by the Panthers. And a foul is going to be called against Delmort.
Dawson's going to pick it up.
And that is Dodson's fifth. Price comes back in. That puts a lot of pressure on Zapata to be the primary ball handler, although Connor Price is capable. Clancy will inbound, and he gets it into him. They'll bring it around far side to Whitner. Into the corner. Clancy, three-pointer, no good, and rebounded by the Panthers. This is what we saw Friday night. Second chance opportunities. Less than 2 minutes to go in the game. McKinleyville leading by 3. Drive. Horton cuts it off. Back to Clancy. Clancy tries to go baseline. His pass is stolen by Thomas. 2-on-3, fast break. Thomas is going to go strong. Misses the shot, but he'll go to the line for 2.
That possession defensively. Defensively, we moved our feet and got in front, forced a tough pass, and we got the steal. Much better defensive possession.
Connor also picks up foul number 4. Thomas goes to the line. He came into the game shooting 49%. He's 3-of-4 tonight. Here's the first shot. It looks too strong, and it is.
He put a little bit more air underneath that ball.
Here comes the second shot. 45-42. 1:42 to go in the game. Or at least in regulation. Could we have bonus basketball tonight? Second one is up. That one is good.
Well, as quick as it's been played, we got time.
45-43. 1:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Clancy with Zepeda guarding him. Clancy puts it up. Blocked by Nani Scott and knocked out of bounds. 1:29 to go.
All started with great footwork by Zepeda to cut him off the baseline and force a tough shot that Nani blocked.
Ball is inbounded. Clancy gets it. Bryce guarding him. He has to give it up to Parker. Swings over far side to Whitner. Don't want to foul him. Now to Clancy. Seven to shoot. Clancy with Price guarding him. Will take the three. Good.
Way too tough of a guard for Price to be out there.
Clancy has seven, and the lead is up 48-43. 1 minute to play. To Price. Price, skip pass to Thomas. Quick pass to Horton, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for 1-1 with 55.3 seconds to go.
Zepeda and Price had a switch last time. Zepeda was guarding Alto, not quite as quick and not the threat from the outside. They need to switch that up so Price doesn't have to guard Clancy way out there.
Timeout is called by McKinleyville with 55.3 seconds left. Dale Nort trailing by five, but at the free throw line for 1-1.
Four of our Sportscaster Club members include Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992. Chimney Craft has been trying to keep you warm and happy. And Affordable Tow. Affordable Tow is the way to go for expert windshield replacement, 464-6464. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services, Crescent City and Brookings.
Winner of this game will play Thursday night in Miranda, taking on South Fork, the winner of the Little Four Conference. And the winner of that game advances to the Dick Nicolai Championship game on Friday. Horton going to the line for 1-1. He's a 71% free throw shooter. He's got 6 points tonight. He's averaging 7.5. The senior, the right-hander, eyes the basket, puts it up and in. 48-44. 55.3 to go. Here comes the second one. Looks up, puts it up, rattles around. Thomas saves the ball and goes right back to Horton. What an amazing game. As Zepeda takes a long three-pointer, misses, Nani Scott had the ball for a moment, and eventually the Panthers come up with it. Bell fast break, a wide open underneath the basket, basket for Connor Alto. And just like that, with 34.7 seconds to go, it's McKinleyville leading by six, 50-44.
Tough break for the Warriors, tough situations. Zepeda probably didn't have to fire from there, but he wanted to put his team on his back there. Down by six, 34 seconds left. Coach Rice has got to get his crew right here to get down and get a quick basket. Doesn't have to be a three right away, a quick two or a three ball off the first rotation, but it's got to be a quick shot, John.
And then defensively, Delmar only has 14 fouls, so they can be ultra aggressive in trying to come up with a steal and then commit the foul as they have three to give. Two to give until they get into the bonus.
Definitely going to be a foul situation since the shot clock turned off.
Price will inbound. Delmar playing without Wyatt Robeson. Still bothered by the knee issue. Zepeda kind of jogging across the top of the key. Looking, gets it to Scott. Time's running off the clock and not much going on for Delmar. Now to Zepeda. He'll take the three from the top of the key, and he nails it. And timeout is quickly called by Coach Chris Rice. Zepeda has 10. Delmar trails by three, 50-47, with 19.3 seconds remaining.
The Board of our Sportscaster Club members include Lisa McCowan, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there in South Coast Appliances. New and used appliances behind Dutch Bros and Brookings, and coming soon to Crescent City.
So McKinleyville is going to want to get the ball in the hands of senior Cody Whitner, who is all but automatic, 94% from the free throw line. What Del Norte wants to do is they want to see the ball in the hands of maybe Carson Parker, or better yet, Connor Alta, who's 50%. However, he was 2-for-2 in the fourth quarter Friday night against Del Norte.
He'll probably be throwing it in.
So the Warriors will send out Brody Matt, Ethan Thomas, Cooper Maxwell, Horton, and Zapata. Maxwell and Matz have the fouls to give. Clancy will inbound from the baseline. Clancy is able to get it in quickly to Whitner. They knew what to do, and the Warriors looking to foul, and they're not doing it. They don't want to foul. Finally, they get him to give up the ball. He slings it over to Ham, and Ham will go to the line with 8.7 seconds left. No, he won't go to the line. Delnort wasted a lot of time there. Now they foul Brown, 7.4 seconds. Next one will send McKinleyville to the line. Here's where they're desperate to get the ball into the hands of Whitner. And they do. Delnort's got to foul him, and they do. 6 seconds to go. And one of the best free throw shooters in the nation going to the line for 1-1. If he makes the first one, McKinleyville is going to be making travel plans to get on Marinda. It's up. It's good. 4-point lead with 6 seconds to go. And McKinleyville coach Cindy Clancy is going to call timeout and make sure that her Panthers don't do anything foolish in the final 6 seconds.
What a big win. If McKinleyville come over, they're looking at the North Coast Section Division IV rankings. Arcata's won. Right now, the Warriors sit at 4. McKinleyville all the way back at 8. With a win tonight, McKinleyville can do some shifting in that North Coast Section playoff seeding, which it could be huge for them. And Warriors with a loss most likely will stay in the top 8 and maybe get a home game. But it's definitely a huge game for the Warriors.
Del Norte girls, that has been decided, will not apply for a North Coast Section game. Pretty much everybody else in the conference will. And we'll find out where Del Norte boys will be seated, and if they will get a home game. The North Coast Section website will announce that roughly at noon on Sunday. That's traditionally when they do it.
Fortuna's ranked 15 now on the boys' side. Eureka 13, McKinleyville 8, Warriors at 4, and Arcata at number 1.
I have to tell you, both these teams playing much, much better than they did Friday night. Still a lot of turnovers, but a lot more effort. So here's Whitner with his second shot. Silky smooth and in the basket. Price will inbound, and he needs to throw it down court. He gets it to Thomas. Clock running. Quick pass to Zapata. He'll take the three. It's off the front iron, rebounded by McKinleyville, and that is the ball game. McKinleyville comes to Tunin Gymnasium and walks away with a 52-47 win over Del Norte. McKinleyville will now advance to the semifinals of the Dick Nicolai Humboldt Del Norte League Tournament. Del Norte will get ready for Sunday and find out where they're playing in the North Coast Section playoffs. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. We're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride, thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Del Norte loses his third game in a row to close out the non-NCS playoffs part of the season, falling to McKinleyville tonight, 52-47, in a game that saw Del Norte lead throughout most of the first half. But the Panthers coming on strong, especially in the third quarter, where they outscored the Warriors by, well, it's tied at 37 by 5.
15-10.
Yep. As three-pointers by Jack Clancy and 3-for-4 three-throw shooting, especially by Cody Whitner, who finished with 15 points to lead the Panthers. Owen Hamm had 12. Jack Clancy had 10. Jordan Brown, the sophomore, had 5. 2 each for Braden Craven, Carson Parker, and Logan Mayer. Del Norte was led by Ethan Thomas, who had by far, no doubt about it, the very best game of his career. A varsity high 16 points for the junior. Nani Scott had 8. Edwin Zepeda had 10 for the Warriors. With 7 was Adrell Horton. Scoring 4 was Connor Price. Scoring a basket was Caleb Dodson. Playing but not scoring was Cooper Maxwell and Brody Matz. Del Norte is now 15-7 overall this season. McKinleyville now 14-7. And the Panthers will advance to a game Thursday, the semifinals of the Dick Nicolai tournament, where they will play at Southport. Winner of that game will play the winner of the Arcata.
Most likely St. Bernard's.
Yeah, St. Bernard's is playing Hoopa tonight. The winner of that game plays Arcata on Thursday, and the winner of that advances to the championship game on Friday. And Mad Dog, disappointing game for Del Norte. Warriors played much better than they did, but they, again, struggled at the offensive end and way too many turnovers.
Absolutely. You know, they did play a little bit better than last time. Execution-wise, definitely a little bit better. But I get so spoiled by the intensity of a Del Norte squad, especially when it comes down the stretches, down in the playoff game. Coach Rice has got to take a couple days now of practice, and they've got to change that demeanor. They've got to come with an edge at these games. At times tonight, I felt like they were just going through the motions, where the difference between a Warrior squad and another North Coast section team is going to be that intensity, and they got to ramp that up come North Coast section time.
Speaking of the North Coast sections, on Sunday, approximately at noon, the NCS Overlords will announce the brackets, and Del Norte is optimistic it will get a home game next week in the opening round of the Division IV playoffs. And got just a wild guesstimate who we might see in that first round?
Well, you're definitely looking at, we've played Fort Bragg, we beat Fort Bragg, they're sitting at 12. I'm guessing we're going to end up at that 7 or 6, 7 or 8 spot. So you're looking at Healdsburg, Fort Bragg, one of those teams that possibly have to make that trip up. But tough situation for the Warriors. North Coast section always looks how you finish seasons. Warriors struggled down the stretch here. Hopefully they don't put too much weight into that, and hopefully the Warriors can stay in that top 8.
Lost to number 1 seed Arcata by 4, and then 2 losses to McKinleyville by 4 and 5. That North Coast Section game will be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorthSports.com. Mad Dog, your final thoughts. Terrific game by Ethan Thomas.
Great job by Ethan Thomas, and I tell you what, great job by Dotson in a lot of ways out there inspiring his team, fouling out of the ball game, but he had a lot of effort tonight too, and I expect a lot more out of that in the coming game.
Stay tuned to KPOD, and we will keep you informed when and where that North Coast Section game will be next week. Well, that wraps things up here at Tunin Gymnasium, where Delmar falls 52-47 in the opening round game of the Dick Nicolai Tournament. For our engineer without peer, J.D. back at the studios, as always, my friend, a terrific job. Thank you so very much. For Michael Bryan at KPOD, Larry Tempe, general manager, and Mike Wilson, president of Bicoastal Media Family, I'm John Pritchett. He's John Horner. Thank you so very much for joining us. We consider it a pleasure and a privilege to bring these Warrior Games to you. And a special thanks, of course, to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, those businesses that make Warrior broadcasts possible here on KPOD. If you get a chance, stop in on those businesses and tell them thank you. Once again, our final score, McKinleyville 52, Delnor 47. We'll see you sometime next week in some location to be determined for the North Coast Section playoffs. Take care, everybody. Please drive safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Delnorth Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnorth Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Delnorth Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Delnorth Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.
Sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't.